And grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The words that we focus on this morning come from the Old Testament reading, Deuteronomy chapter 5 and the 12th verse, where God's commandment is restated, the third commandment. Observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy as the Lord your God commanded you. And here ends the text. You may be seated. Well, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, quite a history and context to the Old Testament reading this morning. Remember, God's people were in slavery and bondage in Egypt for a long, long time, and then God intervenes. He sends his servant Moses, and we know the incredible accounts of Moses going to the Pharaoh demanding that he allow God's people to walk out of that land, and Pharaoh refused, and all of the amazing plagues that God performed upon the land happened, and then the greatest and the last of those was the Passover, and then finally Pharaoh conceded and let God's people go. So they walk out of this powerful nation. They were slaves in that nation, and they're allowed to go free by the multitudes. And God is leading them to the promised land, where they were going to be there in a short span of time. And yet, because of their rebellion, because of their loss of focus upon God and turning upon themselves, God did not allow that generation, with the exception of Joshua and Caleb, to enter the promised land. Instead, what they ended up doing was wandering out in the wilderness for 40 years. And then the next generation was allowed to go into the land. Can you imagine? You were that close, just a few weeks away, and because of rebellion against God, not allowed to go into the great land that God prepared for them. And so now the next generation is on the eastern shores of the Jordan River. They're ready to enter by God's directive. Joshua is the one who will lead them, but Moses in Deuteronomy is preparing them for this great event. And part of that preparation is that Moses reviews with them God's moral law, the Ten Commandments. And here this morning, we hear the third in the Old Testament reading today. And so that becomes our focus, to remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. By the way, the hymn that we just sang a few moments ago, O Day of Rest and Gladness, you may want to just pull that hymn out sometime and read the words. What a wonderful commentary on the Sabbath and how blessed we are as God's people to know the Sabbath. Well, then we go to the gospel reading this morning, and we see the confusion. And of course, with many things, the Pharisees took God's law, which was not created to be a burden to man, and turned it into a horrendous burden by adding all kinds of additional rules and regulations. And they call Jesus on this just simply as they were eating on the Sabbath, gathering grain so they had something to eat. And we heard that in the gospel reading. But then Jesus says these words, and I'd like us to hold on to these today as well. The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So again, the Lord emphasizing, I do not give you this commandment as a burden, but I give it to you as a blessing. The Sabbath was made for man. And why did God give us the Sabbath? Well, he did it. He commands us to actually rest, to reflect on his word, and to receive his forgiveness in order that we will be strengthened in our faith in him. Now, those are all good things, right? There's certainly no burden in those purposes behind the commandment that God gives, because it's very evident that we need physical rest. And I think our culture has lost sight of that. And I believe just on that note alone, we've got a lot of problems that we are dealing with culturally today. We need physical rest. We need spiritual nurturing. And we need the Lord's absolution of our sin. Can we ever hear God say too many times to us, I love you, I forgive you? You know, our sinful flesh and Satan are bombarding us with messages that we would doubt that very truth. We need to hear that over and over again. We can never hear God say too many times to us, I love you, I forgive you. And his motivation in giving the moral law, the Ten Commandments, including this one, the third, is out of his motivation of love for you and me. So as we think about this commandment in light of the times in which we live and hone into our own individual lives, when people today set aside time for rest, how do they spend that time? Or more pointedly, how do you spend that time? What is a day of rest and gladness to you? What does that look like in your life? Well, for many in our days in which we live, wow, it's Sunday. And by the way, the Sabbath was Saturday, as Angela shared with the kids. God created 6 days, rested on the Sabbath. But then the Sabbath, as far as a set time for worship, shifted, didn't it, to Sunday. And it shifted to Sunday because that's the day that Jesus rose from the dead. And in the great hymn we sang a moment ago, that's also the first day of the week that God created light. It's also the first day of the week that God poured out his Spirit on Pentecost upon the church. And so what an incredible day Sunday is. But according to God's word, we don't have to have, there's not one day that's holier than another, but the key thing is that we have a day per week that is scheduled in for these purposes of this commandment. But a lot of people, it's, oh, wow, I've been working 6 days. Today I'm going to get stuff done at home. And so there's not physical rest, nor is there spiritual rest. Or, you know, today is my day. This is my hobby day. I worked hard all week, and this day is for me. And so all the focus on ourselves. Or it's become the sports day, right? You know, I wonder, how are we going to invent another day of the week? Have you thought about when you look historically what's happened? I mean, it used to be Sundays were Sunday, and most businesses weren't even open. I mean, certainly there were the emergency things we had to deal with. You don't leave the cow drowning in the well, and you don't leave somebody dying on the side of the road. There are medical people and so forth that needed to work on Sunday, but virtually all businesses were closed, right? And then Wednesday was kind of signified as a day of rest spiritually. So, okay, Wednesday nights, we'll really hone in and focus there. Well, years ago, the whole sports world took that over to where Wednesday nights were no longer church night. Well, we have Sunday, right? We have Sunday. Not anymore. I mean, there are so many sports leagues that meet on Sundays now. And not that sports is bad, I love sports. But what does this do in terms of spiritual rest and even physical rest? We have taken away the Sabbath. And that's so important for us as Christians to see and to recognize because we live in this culture. And I think often, how are we going to create another day? Because now we've consumed them all. So how are we going to add another day? Well, if we abide by God's will, we don't need another day. You know, statistically, the numbers are going down. 70% now in the latest surveys I've read If you go and walk out across America, 70% will say they are Christian. By the way, that's down dramatically from just a few years ago. But what's interesting, only 18% of all citizens of the U.S. in that same survey say that they worship on a regular basis. Only 18%. Now think about that. That represents less, for those that claim to be Christian, it represents less than 30% of Christians that are in worship, that are being undergoing spiritual rest on any given set day of the week across our land. But I think especially only 18% of our nation. Do you know what the ramifications of that are? You know, you think about the broken family. And so we have kids growing up today, not only in a solid nucleus of a family, but they don't even know who their family is. And they're growing up in that culture where they certainly don't know a Christian family. They don't know Jesus. They don't know God as their creator. Why? Because they haven't had spiritual rest. They don't even really know what worship is. They don't even really know what a Christian sanctuary is. And then we wonder why people can't have problem-solving skills today. Why people run into the side of building. You know, it's kind of interesting, KFKA, where, you know, our radio broadcast goes out of, same side of the building, southwest corner on 11th Avenue, I think it was a little over a year ago sometime, a drunk plowed into the side of their building, wiped out the owner's office. And not unusual events anymore. We see it in road rage. You ever watch people out on the highway? I mean, over the 18 years I've been here driving from Windsor to Greeley, it has changed. I mean, people are stressed out. You can just see it. They're ready. If you do anything, turn your blinker on, heaven forbid, and it's like you've just destroyed their life, right? Why is that? Because they are not getting physical rest and especially spiritual rest. And I think of the history of God's people of old and how tragic things went for them. And we're slipping into the same thing today. So it hones in on us, though. Here we are on the Sabbath, and we are blessed. We are greatly blessed because the Sabbath was made for man, as Jesus says. It's not to be a burden, but as we gather here, hopefully we are being blessed. We are being strengthened, and I know we are because God's word doesn't return void, right? His blessings do not cease to bless people's lives. I like the story. And God bless you women, because more often than not, I think it's the women that are getting the hubbies to church on Sunday. But there's the story of this woman who says, "Honey, you got to get up." And he says, "Why? It's Sunday. I want to rest. I'm tired." And says, "Well, you got to get up. Why? Because we got to go to church." And he says, "I don't want to go to church this morning. There's some people there I don't even like all that much. I just don't want to be there." And so she leaves, comes back. He's snoring again. Shakes him, says, "You got to get up." And he said, "Why?" And she said, "Because you're the pastor." Now, that's funny, but I have to be honest, I'm a sinful human being, and there have been Sundays I've felt a little like that. But what I can promise you, consistently, whenever I came to church with a bad attitude, I left totally changed. It's the power of God's word. It's the power of his supper that we are blessed to receive here many times. It's the power of the fellowship that we have with one another. And I think, then I go home and I praise God. I just say, "God, I thank you I'm a pastor." Because I probably wouldn't have come to church. And I would have carried that bad attitude throughout the entire week. Think about how powerful, what a blessing the Sabbath is. I mean, who doesn't want to look forward to rest? right? What a blessing God gives. And he gives it because he knows that we need it. God knows. He knows us. He knows our vulnerabilities. And he gives us this blessed day. And so he set it aside as a day of rest, a day for us to worship and to ponder. And two key things that we saw in the hymn this morning. Number one, that God is creator of all things. That we never lose sight of the reality. Our life wouldn't exist if it wasn't for the Almighty God, our creator. And certainly, the least we can do is come and acknowledge him and praise him. And then, of course, in the heart and center of everything is the gracious work of God's redemption. And we see the cross every time we walk into the sanctuary. We can't miss it. And we know right away in seeing the cross, oh my gosh, I am so loved by God, by Jesus who died for me. Even with those bad attitude days, and still loves me and loves you. And through his death and resurrection, we have a whole new life and a whole new perspective on life. And so God set aside this day of rest for his people, for you and me, that we would have time for physical rest. We need it. I hear people, I work 70, 80 hours a week, and they boast about this. And I think, I wouldn't be boasting about that. It's going to destroy your life. It's not the way God created us as his people. We need that time and a time for spiritual rest, for worship and for fellowship, for being nurtured in this incredible faith that God gives us. One of the greatest lessons I had growing up as a child was my dad and his observation of the Sabbath. Never once did I ever wake up on Sunday morning hearing that it was an option. Isn't it interesting? With the Sabbath, we look at that commandment sort of, I think, a lot of times as an option. Do you ever look at "you shall not murder" as an option? Oh, well, God, but I'm really angry with this person, so I'm sure today it'll be okay. But it's like with the Sabbath, it's always an optional commandment. But I praise God for my dad, because even in the heart of wheat harvest, and some may argue with what Jesus spoke in the gospel today, well, maybe he should have been cutting wheat. But every Sunday morning in wheat harvest, that was our income for the year. It was the peak of the hail season. And there was never, ever once a debate by my dad whether we were going to worship or not. You knew Sunday morning, it's like, wow, we get to go to worship. That's a pretty stressful, hard time of the year. And we'd come home and there'd be farmers all over the place going. They had a half a day's work done cutting wheat. And we were just getting started in the afternoon. But I praise God for my dad, because that was one of the greatest visuals that he could give to me by action. And it really set the foundation for my life, my siblings, and our whole family. Have you ever thought about this? Even Jesus observed the Sabbath. Read about it in the Gospels. Jesus never looked at the Sabbath day as an option. Where was Jesus every Sabbath? He was in the synagogue. He was in the synagogue hearing the word of God, his word. And he even, remember, got to stand up and proclaim it. You can read about that in the Gospel of Luke. But think about that whenever you get into the Sabbath day as an option mode. What do I have that's more important to do than what Jesus was doing? But Jesus always rested on the Sabbath. That was a priority. That was living perfectly under God's commands. And so, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, may we see all of God's commandments, but especially as we focus on the third today, not as a burden, But to see the blessings that God gives, to see how he empowers us through these blessings, and how he literally redirects our lives weekly as we come and as we receive what only he can provide. And again, it doesn't matter what day of the week it is. But what does matter is that there's a scheduled time, that there's a scheduled place. Because otherwise, we'll be all over the place. In Hebrews 10:25, we hear, "Do not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." As a child, I was encouraged by my dad by his actions. Never heard, "We have to go." And may we be that kind of an encouragement to our families and demonstrate that to our neighbors. Well, where are you going this morning? What an opportunity to witness. May God bless you and me, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as we go forth energized, renewed, equipped, each week when we leave this place, that we can go out and truly serve in the community and bring the good news of God's love. And hopefully, through that, bring others to come and worship with us. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds always in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.